Our New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verses 1 through 18. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. You are aware that all who were in Asia turned away from me, among whom were Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Wood from Lamb of God Lutheran Church, Lithia, Florida.
If you've never asked God why, because you couldn't understand his purpose in allowing you to struggle or to suffer, you're unusual. It's very common for people to question God when something bad happens in their lives. Even people who don't confess faith in God will question him when they have to suffer through hardship or loss. But it's a rare thing to find people questioning God when good things are happening to them. While crying out, "Why did this happen to me?" in difficult circumstances is something that we accept and understand, we would find it very odd for someone to cry this out when good things are happening. Yet, if we do not take the time to question why God has been so gracious and kind to us, we are likely to misunderstand or miss altogether his purpose in showing us such favor. When we fail to consider God's reasons for filling our lives with good things, we are prone to take his mercy, grace, and love for granted, or even to squander them. The Apostle Paul deeply reflected upon the mercy that God had shown to him. He recognized that he was a sinner. He even thought of himself as the foremost of sinners, that is, the worst sinner, the chief of sinners. Paul was convinced of this because, in addition to all of the sins that he had in common with other people, he had raged against Christ and his church as a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. Paul questioned why God would show mercy to him after he had sinned in such terrible ways. Then Paul came to understand God's purpose. He said, "I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life." We should take issue with Paul for his claim to be the foremost of sinners. While it's true that he was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent of Christ, we have outdone him. He acted in ignorance, but we sin against God even though we know what Christ has done for us to deliver us from the condemnation of the law. Paul sinned in unbelief, but we have been given a gift of faith and new life in holy baptism. We have sinned against God by despising His word, embracing the values of our fallen world, and chasing after the same idols that the pagans of our culture worship with their lives. In our own ways, we have been blasphemers, persecutors, and insolent opponents of the God who has rescued us from sin, death, and everlasting punishment. Yet the grace of our Lord has overflowed for us with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom, move over, Paul, we are the foremost. But like Paul, we have received mercy. The reason that God showed mercy, grace, and love to Paul is the same reason that God shows mercy, grace, and love to you. He has chosen you and called you to be His instrument so that others would believe in Him for eternal life. This is God's reason for blessing you with the things that you possess. This is God's reason for giving you your talents and abilities. This is God's reason for putting family, friends, and other people into your life. Whether you are rich or poor, important or insignificant, popular or shunned, young or old, married or single, whatever ways in which God has shown you His mercy, grace, and love, you are what you are, and you have what you have, so that others can know and receive the incomparable riches that Christ has won for them. The reason for God's mercy is the same whether you are enjoying life and not questioning God, or you are struggling in life and pleading with God for an explanation. Whatever your circumstances may be, you have received God's mercy to make use of it for His glory. Whoever you have been, and whatever you have done, you have received the mercy, grace, and love of Christ. Why? So that in you, a sinner who has fallen short of God's glory, but are now redeemed and reconciled through the forgiveness purchased with His blood, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those in your life, past, present, and future, whom the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, have chosen to believe in Him for eternal life. Life and salvation for you and for others. This is His reason for mercy. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Wood from Lamb of God Lutheran Church in Lithia, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.